19. The Jars of Oil. A widow came to the prophet Elisha in a panic. "My husband is dead," she said. "He was a man who honored God, but he left debts behind. And now the man he owed money to is coming to take everything we have. We'll have nothing." Elisha asked, "What do you have in your house?" She said, "Nothing, nothing at all, except a small jar of olive oil." Elisha said, "Go to your neighbors. Borrow as many empty jars as you can. Don't ask for just a few. Get as many as possible. Then go inside, shut the door, and start pouring your oil into the jars." She went to her neighbors. She borrowed jars, big jars, small jars, every jar she could find. She brought them all home and shut the door. She picked up her small jar of oil and began to pour. The first borrowed jar filled up, then the next, and the next. Her sons kept bringing her jars, and she kept pouring, and the oil kept flowing. Jar after jar after jar filled up. Oil from one small jug that should have run dry after the first pour. Finally, she said to her son, "Bring me another jar." He said, "There are no more." And the oil stopped. She went back to Elisha. He said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on the rest." Here's the thing. The oil stopped when the jars ran out, not before. If she had borrowed 10 jars, she would have had 10 jars of oil. If she had borrowed 100, she would have had 100. The only limit on what she received was how much she prepared to receive. The oil kept pouring until there were no more jars. God's provision was ready. The only limit was how many jars she brought. When God says, "Don't ask for just a few," take him at his word. 2 Kings 4, verses 1 through 7.